This is the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB.
Let's talk about recording, shall we? Lots of you love to send us your thoughts and comments in audio form these days. And thank you for doing that, because it's a great way of communicating your thoughts exactly how you want them to be said. But the question a lot of you tend to ask us in return when we ask you to record is, what kind of a kit is out there that you can use that is accessible and easy to use to record your thoughts? Now, it might not be thoughts for a tech talk. You might want to record your shopping list, or you might want to record a lecture if you're a student, or you might want to record a conversation that you're having with someone just for future notes. Well, Julie Rodaway in Liverpool has been in touch with a suggestion on a new piece of kit she's bought.
Welcome to MicroSpeak, a very simple but effective voice recorder. This is a very nice recorder indeed, really beautiful quality. Files are recorded in mono WAV format, but the quality is superb. The recorder is made of a very durable solid plastic, you'll hear it in my hand, can easily fit into your pocket. If you hold it so that the speaker is at the top, below the speaker is a long red bar, and this is the record button, and all you do is press the record button and then wait for a bleep and start speaking. Below the record button is an LCD display, below which there are three buttons. There is, on the far left, rewind, next is pause and play, and next to that is the next button. The great thing about this little device is that it's accessible. On the bottom, there is a switch, and if you slide it to the left, this is what happens.
Ready. Battery high.
So I'm going to press the record button now. So you've heard the bleep. The recorder has bleeped at me. And I believe there are visual indications to show that the recording is being made as well. To stop the recording, I just press the record button again. You hear a series of bleeps. This indicates that the recording has been saved. I'm going to play that now by pressing the play button. So you've heard the bleep. The recorder has bleeped at me. And I believe I'm going to stop that. Now, if I want to erase that recording, I just press and hold the play button down and you'll hear what happens.
Delete file, yes or no?
And I press the previous button or the rewind button to say yes, and it bleeps to confirm, and you press the play button again.
File deleted.
If you want to skip through messages, if you press play and you hear recording you don't want, just press either the rewind or the fast forward button to skip through each message. There is a USB port on the bottom of the recorder, and this charges the lithium battery and also acts as data transfer, because you can transfer recordings between it and the computer. It also plays MP3 files as well. These have to be stored in a folder called Recordings, but it will play them just fine. So there you have it, MicroSpeak, a very simple but effective voice recorder.
Well, thank you for that, Julie. Really interesting to learn about the MicroSpeak. If you want to know more about it, then the best person to speak to is our good friend Steve Nutt. Steve Nutt, of course, is the Android fan that we love to get on here and spar with occasionally on Tech Talk. Steve Nutt runs Computer Room Services. You can find out more about his company online. Just search for it. And also you can find out more about the MicroSpeak there as well. He'll give you the latest price information. It is available in some other places, but if you want the accessible version, you want to be talking to Steve. And when I say accessible, I mean the talking version of it. That, of course, is quite important.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.